In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Today, in our reading from the Acts of the Apostles, we hear about Apollos. Apollos was a Hellenistic Jew. He was a Jew not from the Holy Land, but from one of the Greek-speaking territories. How do we tell that? Because his name was Apollos. You're named after a pagan god, and you probably wouldn't find that too often in the Holy Land. It says of him that he was a native of Alexandria. That would fit, because Alexandria was one of the great Hellenistic cities of the ancient world. It's still in existence in Egypt, though it has been supplanted as the major city of Egypt by Cairo. In fact, Alexandria was founded by Alexander the Great. In fact, that's where he was buried. He was an eloquent speaker, and he was an authority on scriptures. And he knew a bit about the faith and was very enthusiastic about it, but he was missing a few things. And so that's why Priscilla and Aquila took him aside and explained the way of God to him more accurately. They got him on the right track. How was he apart from the true understanding of the faith? Well, it seems like the big sticking point was he knew only the baptism of John, where the baptism was not in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and baptism signified desire for repentance. It did not itself facilitate repentance. That's the difference between the baptism of Jesus and the baptism of John. Very interesting thing, and it is a good thing for us to remember how Priscilla and Aquila treated Apollos. There are many people out there who think they are perfectly good Christians, and many of them are in one way of looking at it. They believe in Jesus, they attempt to follow him, but they're mistaken on a good number of things, and we find some of these even within the church, because there's been a lot of confusion. But many belong to other denominations, heretical denominations. Now, these people are not heretics in the strictest sense, because it's not as if they willingly deny the truth. They were raised in it. So how do we treat these people? Do we say, oh, you're wrong? Well, probably a better way to say is, you're partly right. You got it right on this and this and this, and you just need to know about these things over here, so that you have the fullness of the faith. Apollos became one of the saints. He's not on the general calendar, but he's numbered among the saints. And just think of the great work which he did in help spreading the faith throughout the ancient world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.